Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sylvan Spooner, a recent PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 21st, 1966, the government and people of Barbados hosted for a few hours a black African sovereign, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie, Christian Emperor of Ethiopia, and the 225th monarch of the Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Selassie was paying his first and only official visit to the Caribbean. His first stop was to Trinidad. He then spent 2 hours in Barbados before proceeding to Jamaica. His final stop was to Haiti, which was the first black republic in the Western Hemisphere. In response to a request from a delegation of the Rastafari religion to Ethiopia in 1961, Emperor Selassie was now paying a personal visit to the Caribbean to see for himself how the descendants of enslaved Africans had progressed now that they were in charge of their own internal affairs. On this day, the Ethiopian Airways jetliner arrived at Sewell Airport from Trinidad at exactly 8 a.m. and His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie disembarked, followed by his entourage of family members and ministers of government. He received a red carpet welcome from Barbados' last colonial governor, Sir John Stowe, Premier Earl Wharton Barrow, and leader of the opposition, Ernest Dighton Motley. To the loud cheers of a large crowd of Barbadians at Sewell Airport, His Imperial Majesty was driven in an open-back convertible along the 10-mile route to Bridgetown, the island's capital. All along the way, he waved to enthusiastic crowds who turned out to see him. And, as his motorcade reached Bridgetown, he was greeted with tumultuous applause and shouts of "Hooray for Selassie!" and "Long live Emperor Haile Selassie!" The highlight of His Majesty's visit to Barbados was his address in the Senate Chamber of Parliament. In concluding his address, he stated, quote, "I am confident that the people of Barbados are going to live up to expectations, and that in their independence will work even harder for the prosperity and unity of their nation. May God bless Barbados," unquote. After this speech, which was received with a standing ovation from the legislators and crowds outside the Parliament building, the Emperor returned to Sewell Airport, again to loud acclaim, and his airplane took him on his way to Jamaica on this day, April 21st, 1966.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.